New Living Translation says this. Now listen to this story. A landowner planted a vineyard and built a wall around it, dug a pit for pressing out grape juice, and built a lookout tower. And then he blessed the vineyard to the tenant farmers and moved to another country. At that time, the grape harvest that he sent his servants to collect and share of the crop, but the farmers grabbed the servants, beat one, killed one, stoned another one. So the landowner sent a larger group of servants to collect for him, but the results were the same. Finally, the owner sent his son, thinking, surely they will respect my son. But when the farmers saw his son coming, they said to one another, here comes the heir to the estate. Come on, let's kill him and get the estate for ourselves. So they grabbed him, took him out of the vineyard, and murdered him. When the owner of the vineyard returns, Jesus asks, what do you think he will do to those farmers? Well, the religious leaders replied, well, he will put the wicked men to a horrible death and lease the vineyard to others who will give him his share of the crop after each harvest. And then Jesus asked him, didn't you ever read the scripture in Psalm 42 that says, the stone rejected by the builders has now come the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is a marvelous to see. And he goes on to say, what I mean is that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a nation that will produce the proper fruit. Anyone who stumbles over the stone, which will be broken into pieces and will crush anyone who it falls on. And when the leading priests and Pharisees heard Jesus, they realized that he was pointing at them. They were the farmers in this story, and they wanted to arrest him. But they were afraid to try because of the crowds considered Jesus to be a prophet. May God add his blessings to reading and hearing and understanding of his holy and precious word.